with agents along the southern border's Yuma sector. An exclusive report on that meeting from townhall.com's Julio Rosas. The Kremlin says Russian President Putin is weighing his options after the U.S. rejected his demands for security guarantees on Ukraine. And the U.S. economy grew last year, the fastest clip since 1984. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 394 points, the NASDAQ 68 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Why invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes? Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a really nice late January day ahead of us today with a high temperature up to about 60, plenty of sunshine. Tonight, clouds on the increase, not quite as cold over that low 39. Now, tomorrow will be a little breezy and cool, high up to about 54. Much colder Friday night as Arctic air moves in. Overnight low temperature 24. The morning wind chill on Saturday morning in the middle teens. And for the day, Saturday, windy, cold, raw, with a high temperature in the lower 40s. But it'll seem colder because of the winds. The coldest morning will be Sunday morning at 22. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. A federal appeals court has blocked the state of Alabama from executing 43-year-old Matthew Reeves. The court ruled that Reeves can't be put to death unless the state uses an untested new method. Reeves' lawyer says that he prefers that to lethal injection, but didn't have the intellectual capacity to make that choice when offered. Alabama lawmakers had advanced a plan to use $771 million in pandemic relief funds on a mix of broadband expansion, water and sewer projects, and health care reimbursements. The Alabama House of Representatives and the Alabama Senate approved the bills with only one dissenting vote in each chamber. And remains found in late October have been confirmed to be those of 71-year-old Clarence Dixon. Dixon was last seen alive by his family on October 3, 2021. Sheriff's deputies found a body on October 31st, about 1,500 feet from Dixon's home. The Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences identified the remains as those of Dixon. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS. MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Coolidge said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We've had some patient callers who called 272-9228, so let's go to Gene. Hey, Gene.
Good morning.
Morning.
That lady that called in talking about it was easier to get a gun than it is to get a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
She must not drive anywhere.
Well, other than a scooter, maybe. I think she's a scooter lady.
Yeah, it must be something, because these folks around here, evidently they purchasing them at Walmart.
Goodness gracious.
But, I mean, all the laws are doing is making it hard on the law-abiding citizen, not the criminal, and that's what I can't understand about people.
Right.
I know a guy with the license to buy and sell guns that owns a business, and I've seen him buy guns, and the government hold him up running background checks on him, so you have to go through the background checks, and you'd be surprised how long it takes and the things that they look at. So she needs to get her head out of her butt.
You know, it's happened to me. The last gun I bought as a gift for my son for his birthday, and I bought it at Walmart. And I buy guns all the time. That's the first time I was told you can't buy. And I asked the lady, I was like, what's up? She said, all I can do is give you this 800 number. And so when I finally got in touch with someone, they said, well, you've bought several purchases of guns in the last couple of months, and we just want to make sure that everything's above board.
Exactly right. That's mm-hmm. where they check. Like I said, yep. It's like him. He has the license and a business, and they'll hold him up.
Yep. They sure will.
Y'all guys have a great day and enjoy your show.
Thank you, Gene. Let's go to Tony. Hey, Tony.
Hi, good morning. I don't get a chance to tune in that much, but I was wondering if you guys know if there's going to be any debate in the primaries for, like, governor or Senate.
I think there's going to be a forum by the Montgomery County GOP for Senate. Off the top of my head, I think there is going to be a debate in Huntsville for some of the gubernatorial candidates. I don't know whether or not the current governor, Ivey, will show up to that. I think all of them are ready to go there except for Governor Ivey. Other than that, I've not heard about any more debates. But
do you know if the local TV stations would cover it?
Sure, I think they would. I just haven't heard that being set up yet.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess if you guys do hear, you'll let us know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Great. Okay, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Tony. Yeah, and honestly, I'm getting a little tired of being the go-between between all these candidates. And also, I want to make something clear. I think, of all folks, Mo Brooks deserves another just one-on-one interview. By the way, Mo is always happy to take questions on the phone, but there's a lot to talk about with Mo. Also, he's been in Congress for a while.
Oh, yeah.
he knows the game here. But with most of these candidates, especially on these high-level races, like Senate, like Governor, like Secretary of State, Jim Ziegler now in the race. I like Jim.
I do like Jim. He did make his announcement
yesterday. As we get closer to Election Day, I'm going to invite these folks on, and I need y'all to be a great audience. The great audience I know you are. I'm going to let you know beforehand that, say, Mo Brooks or Katie Britt or Mike Durant's going to be here next week on Wednesday. And what I want is pre-written questions. I'll put it out on social media. And I want you on the phone lines.
Me?
Not you, Eddie. You get to ask too many questions as is.
Can I go outside and call in?
No, I wanted to whoop your ass so much during the Tim James thing. It's like you're ruining my flow. I was doing something there.
Sorry.
But we're going to do it to where it is pretty much all call-ins. But to do that, we need all phone lines lit. So I will let you know when we're having some of these candidates back. And we'll let the audience at some of these folks who claim they want to serve you, the public, let you hold their feet to the fire. 272-9228, 272-9228. Good news and bad news. Ukrainian foreign minister suggests Russia could remain on diplomatic track for next 2 weeks. Yeah, it's like I keep saying, I think this is a flexing their muscles in order to see how the Ukraine, how the Europeans, how the United States react. How strong are our diplomatic ties? How strong are our alliances? What is our willingness to hold the line on certain things? I think this is a big, bold test, and Putin is going to continue to push and dance on that line to learn as much as he can. And if they don't show enough resolve, you could see an actual invasion, but I don't think you will. I think they're more taking their time to learn some valuable information as the West, so-called, reacts to their movements on Ukraine. And you know what? As long as there isn't war, that's a very, very good thing. Especially war with Russia. 272-9228. Oh, here's Duke. Hey, Duke.
What's going on, Soul?
How you doing, man?
What'd you call me?
Soul. Like the little soul vehicle. S-O-U-L.
Yeah, Korean soul.
Soul, like I'm a little piece of the sun here in the morning. What's on your mind?
Anyhow, I'm glad you're going to get the people on so we can talk to them.
Me too.
You'll let me talk to one of them?
Oh, absolutely. You got to behave yourself.
I ain't going to behave now.
All right.
No, I'll be all right, though.
No, and I remember a lot of your questions. In particular, what are Christian conservative values?
That's just one of them.
I know.
That's just stretching the surface right there.
I know.
Yep. But I'd like to talk to Governor Ivey. Can you maybe get her on, too, one day?
I can see. If she wants to. I don't think she wants
twin.
To.
But next time we do a twin. Talk. If not, I'll talk to her twin.
Oh, her twin.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about that right hick now? From Pentlala that used to call up here and pretend to be the governor? Where is that guy? He's a good guy.
Right? The one that works at the radio station right there.
Oh, I don't know what you're... I don't know what you're talking about. No, but that is the plan. As we get more of these candidates back in, it's going to be a phone calls only show.
Right. Oh, okay. But I just been busy since that corona done left me alone.
You getting feeling better, Duke?
Yeah, much better. Had a moment there once in a while, but it's pretty much gone.
Good.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys on here, running your mouth, and
yeah,
I've just been doing a lot of listening. Every once in a while, I might respond to somebody crazy calling in. But I'll be back in a couple weeks. I'll be back strong in a couple weeks so I can talk like I need to. Because it cut my brain off a little bit. While all the good sense I got out there kind of overwhelmed things a little bit, with this virus left.
Well, I hope that gets better
that
for you.
That kind of shape there. Yeah, I'm okay, though. Well, anyhow, though, what about all the Tigers?
What about all
great in basketball?
That's what I'm talking about. They almost mm-hmm.
Almost lost one.
Yeah, who was it they almost lost to? Was it Missouri?
Missouri, yeah.
Yeah. Unranked Missouri.
Yeah. They came ready to
play. See, this is the problem. You hit number one, then everybody's like, ooh, target on your back.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay out of politics today because I don't want to talk about it too much. But like I said, I get myself ready for your guests when you bring them in. Let us talk to them. But I'm going to stay away from them for a few days.
No, that's good for your health.
It'll get me in a bad mood.
I mean, last time I saw you, I'm like, he needs something healthy.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm coming back strong now.
No, I know. It's just I was worried about you.
You know that text I sent you the other day about somebody told me that I sound like a Baptist preacher. Used to go and like, Mr. said they remind me of Greg a little bit.
You and Tim friends. James, two peas in a pod.
Yeah, me and Greg, we get crunk now. We going to tell you how we feel sometimes.
I hadn't heard the term crunk in quite a while.
It's crunk, yes, sir.
You know, that reminds me of working at Fun Zone, Duke.
Had to go old school on you. We get crunk sometimes.
No, I remember doing the Saturday night like skates, and they gave us these ridiculous fluorescent oversized hoodies. I put the hood up, and I'd be in the DJ booth running the music. And this little girl, she had to be like 12 or 13. Can you play Laffy Taffy? And I took my hood off. And I go, what do you know about Laffy Taffy?
But I got to learn some little cold word Mr. Greg Bidell uses when he want to say something like something about something else. You know, yeah, he got a nice way of saying his stuff. See, I just love it. Y'all had me cracking up Friday on his show, man. Y'all talking all be playing all those different little flips and everything. I said, man, boy, y'all going at it.
We do aim to please.
Yep. But anyhow, though, I'm just keeping it short and clean today and everything. So,
well, thank
y'all
you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yes, sir.
272-9228. 272-9228. Well, and you know, also with all these candidates, Eddie.
Yeah.
Whether it's Senate or governor, I do have moments where I go, is it going to make a difference in my life? Anything you'll do?
Be careful, Joey. I used to think the same thing.
No, it might.
Well, it does when you're too busy paying attention working and they're screwing you in the background.
Mm. Well, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
That you feel like you've put in a lot of hard work, improved your life after you've honestly made some mistakes and you picked yourself up from that.
Yeah.
I've done the same. And then you find, well, the authorities are the ones that have really been taking advantage of you for way too long. And there are a lot of people that feel that way for different reasons. But I definitely understand where Eddie and many other folks are coming from. You sometimes hear these folks, they want to be your best friend during election time, and then you don't hear from them.
And honestly, that's always a thing thrown out against Democrats. The only time you see them when it's election.
It's not just Democrats.
No. Not at all.
Let's go to Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing, bud?
I was listening to y'all talk about earlier on there about the crime situation in Montgomery and what are we going to do. And too often I hear people just comment and say, well, we got to get the mayor and the police chief to do their jobs.
Yeah.
This is something that goes far beyond any administration or person or group. It goes way past that.
I agree with you, but the buck does stop with leadership.
At some point, you have to hold your leadership accountable.
Well, unfortunately, we can't throw people into the stocks anymore, and that's part of the problem is the punishment doesn't fit the crime. And there's really not enough of a tangible repercussion to people to stop them from and thinking before they pull out a gun and shoot somebody.
Yeah.
They go to that first response. Well, I'm just going to go get a gun. And they're not thinking about how awful it might be to them personally if they did that. That's where we're failing it. Not to mention earlier on where the idea of going and getting a gun to start with, it seems now that thinking is prepubescent. You know, I'm hearing stories about 13 and 14-year-olds shooting people. This is insane. But, Joey, I love it when you play that little piece you use it as part of your cover, Sweet Pea Atkinson.
Sweet Pea Atkinson?
Yes. You're playing his music as a cover occasionally.
I am?
Yes. Check him out. There's a song he does. It's called You Better Slow Down. Mm-hmm. And it kind of addresses some of these young folks and how they're wild and crazy ways. And he's addressing that in a song called You Better Slow Down.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Yeah. And Eddie, you still there, Eddie?
I'm here, baby.
Don't you let him hit you in the face now.
Well, the fact that he's encouraging others, now hey. I just have to watch, not just Joey.
We don't condone popping each other in the face now. That's a no-no.
When the sheriff says it's okay, I kind of get worried.
Yeah, I agree with you that we shouldn't engage in low-level violence, like smacking somebody in the face so much it makes those cheeks wiggle. But the exception sometimes proves the rule. See how bad it is when you hit somebody in the face? Don't do that, kids.
Mm-hmm. See, Joey, you and Eddie both maybe, I don't know, but we had this wonderful comedian, Flip Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, I love Flip Wilson.
Okay. And The Devil Made Me Do It.
Yeah.
He and Richard Pryor and some of their comedic stuff about whopping somebody, it just, you know, that's fun and humorous and stuff, but people listen to you two and might get the idea to go get after somebody with the skillet for yawning or sleeping or snoring or something.
No, I'm not suggesting using any skillet on anybody but Eddie.
Never mind. Eddie's got he's probably got one of those Shakespeare ugly sticks in his John boat. You might not want to mess with him.
No, I got a snake charmer in my John boat.
There you go.
Ahead and try it. Yeah, you're talking about the little 410.
Amen.
I know. Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
A friend of mine was a pastor down in the bayou in Mississippi, and he had two girls, and the girls had a snake charmer in case, no shoulders came up in the yard. One day I'm talking to him, and I hear, "Diddy, diddy, diddy, there's a moccasin." He said, "Well, go get your gun." And while I'm talking to her, this young girl, she's probably 13, 14, 15, I hear, "Pop!" She goes, "I blew his head off, Daddy." So, for folks that think we got too many guns, there are a lot of guns out there, but the problem is it's not the number of guns, it's the misuse of the gun.
Yep.
And with that having been said, Eddie, next time you see one of those big old gar floating next to your boat while you're fishing, you shoot him, okay?
I do that, too.
All right, man.
Thanks, Crawdad.
Bye.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Whether you're looking to buy a home, sell your home, or have that rental property managed, Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group can help you, especially with that rental property. It can be a pain in the backside to do that yourself, especially if you haven't done it before. So why not, for a reasonable fee, have the Goodson Group manage that for you? They'll even find tenants for you, which is really a great service. But Bo's 40-plus years of experience working in the River Region real estate market really comes into play at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the great state of Alabama. And it's because of Bo's experience, he can teach you real-life scenarios from the good, the bad, and the ugly. He's lived it already, especially the bad and the ugly. You don't have to go through that. Well, he can already teach you a few things of how to handle when things go wrong. There are always going to be challenges in any industry, in any business, and that includes being a real estate agent. And Bo can help you out there. And the Bo Goodson Real Estate School is also very interactive. A lot of back and forth, real-time discussion. It's not just paint by number or turn to this page of your textbook. And that means Bo is not just teaching you to the test. He's teaching you to find success after you get your real estate license, or maybe you're not even going for a license. You're just looking to be a more knowledgeable player here in the River Region real estate market. So again, whether you're looking to buy or sell or have that rental property managed or looking to join the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, call the Goodson Group today at 551-0225, 551-0225. Again, that's Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll be right back.
first, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/medicare for complete details.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just X-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan left Americans behind and cost the lives of 13 service members. Black Hawk Down veteran Mike Durant is alive today because his brothers refused to leave him behind. Durant has had it with the career politicians.
Why does Joe Biden disgust me? 13 dead in Afghanistan. 13 more Gold Star families because of him. Biden has spent his whole life in politics. And when our men and women came home draped in the flag, he had somewhere else he wanted to be. Time's up for Joe Biden.
President Biden is the one that deserves the shame. He's more concerned about his watch.
He obviously was doing the motion of checking his watch. I saw it.
Many of them said he didn't just do it once. He did it with almost every single family.
Send Joe Biden a message. Vote Mike Durant in the Republican primary.
I'm Mike Durant, a candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Durant for Senate.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, yesterday there were plenty of people with their eyeballs glued to TV screens, some poor, some rich, or somewhere in between. People watching the announcement by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. For the longest time, the issue of what is money and who controls it has been, well, something for the experts to consider. But as we're realizing on many fronts, sometimes the experts, even if they mean well, they don't quite get it right. So what happened yesterday? Well, the Fed's Federal Open Market Committee, they released a statement purporting to outline their plans for the next several months. Here's part of that press release from the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee. With inflation well above 2% and a strong labor market, the committee expects it will soon be appropriate to raise the target range for the federal funds rate. The committee decided to continue to reduce the monthly pace of its net asset purchases, bringing them to an end in early March. Beginning in February, the committee will increase its holding of Treasury securities by at least $20 billion per month and of agency mortgage-backed securities by at least $10 billion per month. So they're not completely stopping, but they're buying a lot into the actual open market, but they're slowing it down. The Federal Reserve's ongoing purchases and holdings of securities will continue to foster smooth market functioning and accommodative financial conditions, thereby supporting the flow of credit to households and businesses. So saith the eggheads there running the Federal Reserve. But the lesson here is that even when inflation is high, 40-year high, and the labor market is supposedly strong, the Fed will still only proceed toward tapering and tightening in the slowest, most cautious manner possible. Again, although price inflation is at a 40-year high, the Fed is still unwilling to commit to a rate hike in March. They're just signaling it. They're winking. And this Federal Reserve is planning to only end new asset purchases for its balance sheet by March. The Fed still refuses to acknowledge any connection between inflation and incredibly large amounts of money creation and credit creation that the Fed fostered over the past decade and especially over the past 2 years. After all, in its statement, the Fed emphasized that, quote, supply and demand imbalances related to the pandemic and the reopening of the economy have continued to contribute to elevated levels of inflation. All of this, however, only amounts to what the Fed is willing to say right now. The quote-unquote plans they outlined here are no more than the stated tentative plans they've been pushing for a while. Whether or not any of this actually happens is another matter. Indeed, the Fed's fear and lack of backbone was much more clearly emphasized in Jerome Powell's Q&A with reporters following the release of the statement we just read. During the presser, Jerome Powell, Jay Powell, repeatedly emphasized that the Fed must remain flexible and that the targeted policies could change at any time, depending on the economic situation. We need to be adaptable, he said, and managed to include the typical dovish remarks when he stated that really the current goal with the balance sheet is at some point allowing the balance sheet to begin to run off. I'll put it this in plain language, folks. Kick the can down the road, kick the can down the road. Well, we're probably going to stop kicking the can once we get to this point in the road, but we might still need to kick it a little bit more.
Yes.
And here's, I think, what they're worried about, is that this economy, especially things like the bond market, are being held up by the Fed purchasing so much within it. All this money being created, all this credit being pushed out to big corporations, and they're painting themselves into a corner. They're issuing more and more money for less and less growth. So while news reports covering the Fed's announcements yesterday appear to conclude the Fed will surely begin raising rates in March, I mean, we've talked about this in relation to refinancing your mortgage, this all still remains very much in the air. They're still willing, if need be, to kick that can if the markets get spooked. And beyond that, the lack of focus on the balance sheet in Jerome Powell's remarks suggests that the Fed is still very much only at the stage of merely contemplating an end to new additions to its portfolio. Actual reductions are still not on the table. Indeed, it still looks like we're looking at a repeat of 2016, when the Fed claimed it was going to implement 4 rate hikes that year. Only 1 rate hike actually occurred. Anticipated rate hikes based on Fed signals also failed to appear in 2019, when there had been, again, 4 rate hikes predicted in 19. What actually happened was 1 rate hike, from 2% to 2.25%, followed by rate cuts later that year. That's likely what Powell is referring to when he says the Fed must be flexible, adaptable. You know, we still might need to kick that can. You know, initially they claimed all this inflation is transitory. And that's no big deal. But today, Jerome Powell admitted inflation hasn't gotten better. It's probably gotten a bit worse. I think to the extent the situation deteriorates further, our policy will have to address that. He also stated the obvious yesterday, namely that inflation hurts the lowest income people in our country. Some people are just really prone to suffer more from inflation, Powell said. He noted that inflation for the wealthy can be unfortunate, but that it's particularly hard on people with fixed income and low income. Thank you for telling the truth. Finally, telling the truth. So we'll see what the Federal Reserve does. But I bring this up, folks. It's not often you hear this on other radio shows. I bring this up because the Federal Reserve is the linchpin of not only our economy. This egghead, wonkish policy subject is not only the linchpin of our economy. It's also the linchpin of our military power, of our diplomatic power. When you see all these folks talking about we're getting in line to put the most severe sanctions on Russia ever if Russia moves across that line, do you think you could do that without the power the Federal Reserve provides you?
No.
Do you think the way we dominate Russia and China can continue without what we have with the Federal Reserve? I bring this up because this is so much the linchpin of our system, our world economic system. And I'm worried the experts even say if Jerome Powell's doing the best he can in the best faith possible, they're very much painted into a corner. So we'll see what happens with the monetary policy and inflation going forward. I just know it's hurting everyday people. It's a backdoor tax on the basic funds they might hold, the limited funds.
It's a tax on the poor. It's a tax on everybody.
Yeah. And it's not getting better. By the way, Joe Biden, our president, I'm sure some people don't want to hear that, but he is the president. He's giving a speech right now introducing Justice Breyer, commemorating Justice Breyer's career. Once Justice Breyer begins to speak, we might take this live. But first, let's go to Tootie. Hey, Tootie.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm in my truck, and I can talk. I was listening to you talking about inflation and all this. Tomorrow is a day for me. It's my 54th anniversary of leaving South Vietnam. January 28th, 1968.
Okay.
I'll never forget it.
Yes, sir.
Flew down the coast of Vietnam in a C-130. Got to see the whole coastline. But anyway, I heard something the other day, maybe you can clear it up, that it was a government entity, education or something, where they were going to give themselves more money to head off inflation. Well, in 1967, I'm not sure the exact month, President Johnson created a cost of living adjustment to fight inflation. And they've been doing that ever since.
Yep.
You know, collectivism will always destroy free enterprise and capitalism. If we can all agree on that, maybe we can fix this. But how do you expect the government to give themselves more, which they've taken from us, and fight inflation? Eventually, the private economy will claw its way back and get that money that they've taken and given to all these people, and cost of living adjustments, and what they call merit pay raises, what the union leaders and the union members all work for the same people. Yeah. You know, I can remember when Scott Walker, the guy up in Wisconsin, when he won his governor's seat, I had to explain to the people that were working for me that there's no such thing as collective bargaining with government unions.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Yeah, you think about that.
Well, and to back up your point real quick, Tootie, you look at the industries and parts of our economy that are most dominated by the government. Take health care. More than half of expenditures are from Medicare and Medicaid, and a lot of what they pay sets the prices for the so-called private cartels we have in the insurance market. Or look at education and the inflation in the education.
I deal with that every day,
right. Joey. All right, right. You probably know this better.
Every day. I have an NPI number, the same thing as Baptist Hospital. If you're in the Allied Health field or anything, your days are numbered. You know, United Healthcare, some of these big insurance companies, you wonder if they're in with the legal profession. But, you know, I don't know how we're going to get out of this. Right. It'll never stop, especially as long as these people are allowed to reward themselves. I can remember in 2013, the Bureau of Vital Statistics gave a lot of information out. They had, and one of the things that I heard was over 80% of the people in this country got a living, made their money, and supported themselves from government.
Right.
So that means there's 13% of the population that was feeding the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. And you might be the most
capitalist, put it that way.
Right. Well, and you might reasonable person and fair-minded person, but when you have something at stake, like your paycheck or your cash cow, you don't want to slay that cash cow. And this all goes back to...
It's become a game.
Yeah.
Nobody even keeps watch on it anymore. Yeah. Nobody.
And this all goes back to...
There was a guy named Hastings out in California that used to do a lot of writings about COLAs, cost of living adjustment. Mm-hmm. And I used to subscribe to his newsletter. And he made so much sense. But, you know, when you got... I used to be real active in a lot of things here in Alabama. I was going to ask you about Jack Pointer. Look him up.
Okay.
He was the judge, the guy that ruled in the BMW case and also the Dow breast implant.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him speak once at my brother-in-law's graduation at the University of Alabama Law School. He spoke. And you know what he said? Mm-hmm. You were talking about something on my way in this morning, and I meant to call you, but I didn't. He said, if we don't litigate, there's no money. And he was talking to graduating law students.
Yep.
University of Alabama. I have the tape. I couldn't believe he said that. And before Nixon appointed him the federal judge in the Northern District of Alabama. And he mentioned that he was working for an insurance company, representing an insurance company. Him and the lawyer, they figured it out. And the judge told him, hey, man, you got an industry you got to support. You got deficits. You got all this other stuff, you know, that has to be paid. Or the legal profession will never go anywhere. And look where we are right now. Isn't that something?
It is. I got to run, Tootie. I appreciate your calls as always.
Yeah, take care.
Thanks, sir. I was saying, this all goes back to part of that revolution from within that happened in the 30s with the New Deal. In order to give you, a different path from capitalism, because that middle way that Mussolini laid out was all the rage.
El Duce?
Mm-hmm. They made the government... We're not going to seize the means of production like the Bolsheviks. We'll just make the government the biggest capitalist in the game.
Right.
Problem is, the government has certain special privileges that others don't who are playing that game.
Yep.
We'll see where all this goes. Again, President Biden is speaking right now, saying he will nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court. Justice Breyer standing behind him, wearing a mask, because... That's a thing. When we come back, I'll play some of Justice Breyer's remarks as he's heading to the podium now. But we got to hit this break. Be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Shop the winter sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet and save big. For a limited time, get free installation on all Karastan carpet. Plus, receive 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call us at 285-8117 or visit us online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Primal Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate.
to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values, put Alabama first, and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We have a really nice late January day ahead of us today with a high temperature up to about 60. Plenty of sunshine. Tonight, clouds on the increase. Not quite as cold. Overnight low 39. Now, tomorrow will be a little breezy and cool. High up to about 54. Much colder Friday night as Arctic air moves in. Overnight low temperature 24. The morning wind chill on Saturday morning in the middle teens. And for the day, Saturday, windy, cold, raw, with a high temperature in the lower 40s. But it'll seem colder because of the winds. The coldest morning will be Sunday morning at 22. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I've got this clip here of Justice Breyer pause. Her remarks aren't long, but okay. First, this part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth can, well, provide you with one-of-a-kind antique jewelry pieces, whether you're looking to treat yourself or surprise your significant other. And Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, gentlemen. Oh, but also, all you ladies out there, why not surprise the man in your life with a great gift like a classic Rolex? They can do all that for you there at Heirloom Jewelers. You can buy in person at 6948 Vaughan Road here in Montgomery, or buy online at heirloomjewelers.com. Often people do both. They'll peruse, kind of shop online, and then they'll go in to see these items for themselves. But whether you buy in person or online, be sure to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y for 10% off your order there. And if you're looking to sell the Troop Booth, just make an appointment. Call them at 260-0066 or online at heirloomjewelers.com. Show up on that appointed day and time with your jewelry items, and Troop Booth will look over what you bring in, give you an offer. And if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid.
Right then and there.
Could be $50, could be $100, could be $20,000, $30,000. Troop has even bought antique jewelry pieces for over six figures. So check them out today. That's Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to Justice Breyer. This is after Biden introduced him, and Justice Breyer's remarks go just a few minutes here.
Mr. President, that is terribly nice. And believe me, I hold it right here. It's wonderful. And I thought about what I might say to you, and I'd like to say something I enjoy is talking to high school students, grammar school students, college students, even law school students, And they'll come around and ask me what is it you find particularly meaningful about your job? What sort of gives you a thrill? And that's not such a tough question for me to answer. It's the same thing. Day one, almost up to day, I don't know how many. But what I say to them is, look, I sit there on the bench, and after we hear lots of cases, and after a while, the impression, it takes a while, I have to admit, but the impression you get is, you know, as you well know, this is a complicated country. There are more than 330 million people, and my mother used to say it's every race, it's every religion, and she would emphasize this, and it's every point of view possible. And it's a kind of miracle. When you sit there and see all those people in front of you, people that are so different in what they think, and yet they've decided to help solve their major differences under law. And when the students get too cynical, I say, go look at what happens in countries that don't do that. And that's there. I can't take this around in my job. People have come to accept this Constitution. They've come to accept the importance of a rule of law. And I want to make another point to them. I want to say, look, of course people don't agree, but we have a country that is based on human rights, democracy, and so forth. But I'll tell you what Lincoln thought, what Washington thought, and what people today still think. It's an experiment. It's an experiment. That's what they said. And Joanna paid each of our grandchildren a certain amount of money to memorize the Gettysburg Address. And the reason that what we want them to pick up there, and what I want those students to pick up, if I can remember the first two lines, is that fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers created upon this here a new country, a country that was dedicated to liberty and the proposition that all men are created equal. Conceived in liberty, those are his words, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. He meant women too. And we are now engaged in a great civil war to determine whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. See, those are the words I want to see, an experiment. And that's what he thought. It's an experiment. And I found some letters that George Washington wrote where he said the same thing. It's an experiment. That experiment existed then because even the liberals in Europe, you know, they're looking over here and they're saying it's a great idea in principle, but it'll never work. But we'll show them it does. That's what Washington thought. And that's what Lincoln thought. And that's what people still think today. And I say, well, I want you, and I'm talking to the students now. I say, I want you to pick just this up. It's an experiment that's still going on. And I'll tell you something. You know who will see whether that experiment works? It's you, my friend. It's you, Mr. High School student. It's you, Mr. College student. It's you, Mr. Law School students. It's us, but it's you. It's that next generation. And the one after that. My grandchildren and their children. They'll determine whether the experiment still works. And of course, I am an optimist, and I'm pretty sure it will. Does it surprise you that that's the thought that comes into my mind today? I don't know, but thank you.
That was Justice Breyer. Will the experiment still work? Good question. I'm optimistic too. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Porch Creek Cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Porch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Porch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks. Really do appreciate Lindy Blanchard hopping in on the show as a gubernatorial candidate. We're going to continue to have all the candidates on. We got to reach out to Dave Thomas of Springville. That should be a lot of fun talking to Dave Thomas. We got to reach out to a few of these folks and maybe even Governor Ivey herself. I mean, come on, Sugar. We're not far away from you. But in the meantime, as we're, you know, having technical difficulties, apparently.
I have ears. I have a mic. I just don't have ears. I have a mouth, but no ears.
How you doing?
Half the nation's problem.
April Marie is here.
Well, good afternoon, dear. I kind of came bearing goodies.
Did you see Justice Breyer? I was just playing it, and he's like, my wife pays people to memorize the Gettysburg Address, and he went on to try to recite it, and he did not... He had a little bit of trouble reciting the Gettysburg Address.
Well, I guess his wife needs to take his money away.
Yeah, it's and we'll talk about it, I'm sure, on your show. But the way the announcement was done was like, okay, you're going to retire. We're going to get this out there.